Okay. We're holding in Simon Yud Beis, Sif Aleph. We're holding the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph. We're holding Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Ches. So it'll be the first Mishnah Berurah on Chof Dal of an Aleph. So we discussed the halachas of Kenei Aniva and the first sheet of the Mechaber. Rabbi Natan comes along and says that you must have two tzitzis which are shleimim, and the remaining two, it's kosher of their kedei aniva. Taimoi, the shnei chutim shehin dalad onu noisim b'mekayim tchelis, the shnei chutim shehin dalad onu noisim b'mekayim lovan. Upon him shiyu min echad sholem. So the way we counted is we counted that bisman we had tchelis, you would have two strings of lovan and two strings of tchelis. We don't have tchelis, so we put two lovan in place of the tchelis. So we look at this really. It's two and two. So one of the two has to be intact. And then the other one, if it's not sholem, that's acceptable. So now, say if he wasn't careful when he put the strings in, so he has no idea if what he's doing, when three strings tear, it's possible, according to the... even if they have kedei aniva left over, so it's out of the concern of one thread not having kedei aniva, you have, because even if the two which tore off, two of them are from the same string, but there's kedei aniva left. So that's kosher. But it's possible that they're all three from different strings, according to Metal Tom, that's no good, because two have to be shleimim. And kedei aniva is not enough, according to him. Seem like dictate. Now, the way the Mechaber presents the case was, if three Roshim cut off, if you were a dikdek, it's possible these are three different things. If you were a dikdek, and all three tore on one side, for sure there are three different strings. So dikdek is even worse. Right? In that situation. Kosha the koshkin im dikdek, kosha kosha ba goachagar, like the Ramah points out, the koshkin, so loss of mechaber is funny. Yeshlemer, the nokat like dikdek mishum seifa. So in the ratio of the thought of the Mechaber, the first part, so the first part is whether you're dittik or not, if you're three Torah and there's a three on the same side, you're going to have a problem. But in the second half, which he says, the Messiah, Aval, Im Loi, Netzuchu Ela Shnei Roshim, Nemachshirin Bechtei Aniva. But if only two tore off, so the Mechaber pointed out, Avnetho Elishnei Roshim, Bechtei Aniva, your Machshir Bechtei Aniva. Dezeo Dafke Belodik, that halacha that your Machshir Bechtei, the two tore off, you need Bechtei Aniva to be Machshir it. If it's Dikdek, it's going to change. Because that'll depend. If it's dikdek and two tore from the same side, you don't need kedei aniva, because we know that these two are not from the same string, and the other half of them is on the other side, and you automatically have kedei aniva. Of a dikdek, you met shnei roshim mitzad echad, kosher afilu lo nitzar kedei aniva. Don't nitzar mekol echad rosh hasheni. If you're a medakdek, when you made it, and two tore from this side, even if they tore all the way, on this side, the two other sides of them are left. But if you weren't dikdek, these two might be the same one. So if both tore off at the roots, right where the you finished the knot, so you have a problem. But in the case where it's the two different sides, so whether you're medakdek or not will make a difference. So in a case where the only two tore off, you're matched with the aniva. Ratzalamra, I feel him hoya hashir kedei aniva rak be'alecha mehem, kanamos of katan hay. So if two tore off and one of them is kedei aniva, say what's our worst case scenario? They're both on the same string. So that side tore off totally, but this side is kedei aniva. That's all you need. Our best case scenario is that they're two different strings. So then, for sure, you're good. Okay, so we have the Mechaber says two shitas. The rush is that kedei aniva works on all four strings, and according to the Rabbi Tam only works on two strings. And then he said, "Lachah kisar rishona." But if it's possible to be, if it's possible, you should makar for the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ramah came along and said, we're nergal like the Rabbeinu Tam. That the Mishmur Yud Aleph halacha pashat the mutter the vork alein k'mashu biyar nebi halacha. So that according to the mechaber is passing like the first sheet, so you can make a bracha on them. Fine. Sif Beis.
So, what we're saying is, if we typically pasken like the Ramah, so we're pasken like Rabbeinu Tam.
Right, correct.
So then, in that case, then you should really not be careful about keeping the two sides separate.
But then you've got the other problem.
When you're tying them yourself. So what should you do?
So what you gain by doing keeping them separate is if two tear off on one side totally. So if you're medakdek, so then we know those are two separate sitzes, and they have each one has another side and another half another side which is kosher. If you weren't, maybe it's the same string. It's possible. Mm. So that's what you would lose in that situation. That's what you gain in that situation from keeping them separate.
That if two are torn, you're okay.
If two are torn,
on one side.
If two are torn,
three are torn, it's
three are torn. It's you're not gonna. It's whatever you do, you're not. Whether you're medatar or not, that's not gonna make a difference, right? It'll be a suffer. It could be a vale.
Rabbeinu Tam would say that it's on one. You may have covered this, but if a single chut. You know which are the two sides. You know,
right.
On one side, it's got the full length, and the other side is.
We hold the same even as long. It depends on the string. So really, there's only four strings that you're dealing with. So if one side tears off, there's still Kedai Niva. There's still a full string on the other side. That's good. Yep. But that's not Shleimim. That's a Kedai of Kedai Niva.
So
by the time holds you need two, which have to be Shleimim. So that's not going to work.
Right.
Shleimim means you have to be Yud Beis.
Yeah.
Yud Beis, the total of his sheer.
The commercial tzitzis
are much longer than your base.
But are they? Is there an assumption these days the practice is to be medactic?
No, the assumption. We can't assume that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be medactic on the sides?
Sides, yeah. You're medactic on many things, but not on that. Okay. Sif Beis. Hecha the tzor kadei niva.
So, at the bottom line, is it... When we pass it, is it better to keep them separate or not?
It's better. You gain that one case. You don't lose anything. You gain that one case.
With two strings.
Right, with two strings on one side. Right.
Okay.
Hechel etzor kadei niva. Umitach shachutim ovim en yochel onvim. So we say that you need kadei niva, which you have to be able to take the string and fold it over around itself and make a knot. So you need a certain amount of this, but it's very thick strings.
Aniva is a bow, no?
It's a bow, so it means it would be basically what we call a bow, means you have a knot and a bow on top. Because otherwise it just loops, it's not gonna hold if it just you put a loop through. It has to be. So they were very thick three strings. And this length is a length which, if they weren't so thick, it would be long enough. But they have to be very thick, and therefore that's a problem. So lach is kosher. So the Ramo Masharim Bechutim Benanim. So what's called Benanim? I don't know, but we calculated based on what would be the average chutim. Shabur Yud Beis Kosher the Harukin Hein Mikdei Aniva Rakim the Ovi and a Yochel Lanai. If we look at it, the Pshat is a Betzim, it's long enough. Happened to me, it's too thick. That's the way we look at it. Okay. Gimel, what is Kedei Aniva? Kedei Aniva, the Rashi Mina Onof, the Ria Filanetha Kola Onof, the Nisha Kedei Aniva Elamina Gedil is kosher. So Rashi holds it has to be the from the free hanging part. So if you took up four gedolim or five gedolim of your it should be four, let's say, of the area which is gedil, that's not enough. You need to have some free thing hanging thread, string hanging out beyond that. The share of Kedeh and Nivu. The Reed says, even included in the Gedil part, it is sufficient. Pashas, he means after the first knot, after you've been Mekayim, you have to, what goes through the loop, you know, through the bagged, you make the first knot, that doesn't count. Beyond that, there's a share of Kedeh and Nivu. Minig Arlam Kirashi. But if you don't have another option, you can be semich on the opinion of the Ri.
Enough
is another name he's in for the what you call the psil, like the branch, the part which is sticking out of the tree. Okay, Rashi said you count Kedeh and Nivu from the free hanging part, and the Ri says you count it from the included in the Gedil area.
And we don't. So you have to estimate. You have to estimate how much there's a Nivu in the Gedil part of it.
Correct.
I'd assume if usually when it sits at tears, unless it's torn at the loop part, it's tears at the. If it, tears the worst way. It tears at the knot, at the gedil part.
Right. So according to the Ri, right. So that's
then the gedil. There's always enough in the gedil to make an aniva.
Correct. In the Ri's case, right.
Unless it tore in the gedil, but that doesn't. That's not typical.
It's not.
Unless someone bedafka damages it, but it's pretty safe when it's on the gedil part. It's according all wound up together.
Correct.
So then you pretty much could assume that it's always kosher then.
According to the Ri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we're passing that way.
Well, we're passing not like that.
Oh, we're not passing.
We're passing Midrash Karashi. We have only option, but yes, this is another Ri.
So Medievin, it's...
Well, it's a strong Medievin. It's in case you have no other option. Yeah. Okay.
But the thing is that I thought we said that you'll need five knots so you could undo.
Right, but that's true that you could do that. Well, that's can you undo it? That I'm not sure about. You're theoretically right. The only thing is this whole halacha was only once the way it is. You can't make the chalchilas. I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. I think that's correct. That somebody suggests. To do that, I remember seeing that.
The question was, do you actually have to do that in order to?
Correct, obviously, right? Yeah, you gimel. Yes, just a gallery, which means you're allowed to wear the bag. Now, selling that, the argument would be we're talking about, the language where the Mishnah presents it means if you have a baggit which has four corners and you have tzitzis in it, this happened, you need to wear your baggit, so you can be samech on the Ri. But you shouldn't be being mekayim your talis gadol with this, because you don't have to wear talis gadol, right? Well, that was about the cost of hechad efshet toy blocha shesorsi ben otam. That the language that you used before was you should be machmer, like it's different. The language before was halacha kasori shayna. When it's possible, should be machmer like the Ben Otam. The language over here was hechad deloy efshir yestis mechalari. Pirusha hechad efshir limsa bekal titzel acherim. If it's easy to get others, wise. Alain tzarich lasar acherim imein mezumanim lefonov. If it's going to be, it's going to compromise your situation. You're not mechuyim. That's what he meant before. The whole cause of hechad lo yafshir. B'malkam she'en nimsoim tzitzis klal liyeshes mechalari. So that's your scenario. You probably don't have another option. K'malkam lo yivarech alav. K'malkam lo tzitzis b'shabes shusarabim. You shouldn't wear it out to shusarab. And Shabbos. ובכזה יש להכשר בשעס הדחק גם בנפסל נפסל קצת מהגדל ממש. So even it's somewhere into the gedil itself, according to the Ri, it's kosher. Without the chose, eno inyan lenipsek hakhut b'makam hanekev. If it's where it went into the bag, though, the shomer feel the Ri posim in the Torah. That's not vade posim. Vade posim. B'makam hanekev. B'pasha d'chishenif solim hatzitzes sarach l'pashtoy. If it tore, b'makam hanekev. Once they became posel, you have to take off the garments. It doesn't help that you're standing still. The Mora says the person shouldn't go down without tzitzis.
That means you shouldn't wear a beged. Yeah, that means
he's
not wearing a
bag. They didn't tell them. Alohel chal b'li tzitzis. They're talking about the you want to be carrying the mitzvah. You don't go dalalamas before you're carrying the mitzvah. But if you're wearing the bag with dalalakanfas, there's no loch dafka halicha versus amida. Gamu yisakan tzitzis boy to tell us a love ela poshtoy masakne. In upshot, says okay. So you're a boy scout. You say okay. Wow, it tore. Pull out of your handy dandy extra tzitzis thread from the string from inside your pocket, and you start fixing it. So you don't fix it while you're wearing the garment. You take off the bag and then you fix it.
Takes a lot of time to do it while you're wearing it.
Why? It's harder.
It probably
is harder. It's harder. Yeah. But he says, besides the talent issue, he says you shouldn't do it anyway. Now, the truth is,
the only time you do anything is like the Chumash says Tavu season that they wove the wool while it was on the animal. That takes talent.
Right. Sure, they do that nowadays. Angora wool from the rabbits, they spin it off the back of the
while the animal's running around. I mean, when he's alive,
they take the head rabbit, put on the lap, and they spin it off of the back of the angora rabbit
while he's alive. And
yeah, while he's alive,
they want to keep getting more wool.
Right. So that's how they do it, yeah.
I didn't know that.
My wife, there's a woolen sheep festival that here once a year in Maryland. She teaches the girls.
And the rabbit is masking for this?
It just sits there. You pet it a little bit. You know. They're very, very. So my wife takes the girls to see this. You can see how much tub was easy,
yeah.
What it looks like. It's like the girls love it.
It's interesting.
My wife actually has pictures of it. If I bring that, I'll try and bring in pictures on time and show. Okay, fine. Din they sit is b'shab. Simon Yud Gimel. Okay. Arbitzitz is my Akvin says that you have to have four tzitzis. You have to have four tzitzis in the four corners. So she calls man shein bo kol arba in mitzias is kilchusa. If you only have three, it's not that it's three. You're three quarters of the way there. It's nothing. Halacha. Well, yetsu bar b'shus rabim b'shabbes. Person would take this garment which has three tzitzis hanging on it, not four, and he walk out to b'shus rabim. See b'chay v'chatis b'chay v'korban. So we select all the three like this. They're not really part of the bag. They are something there which functions as an appendage literally to the bag. It has a chashivus to it, and it's there when all four are there properly. Since it does a tikkun on the bag, it's considered noy habag. When only three are there, it's not a tikkun to the bag at this point in time. They're chashiv by themselves because they have a chashivus to them, but they're not bolted to the bag because they're not noy for the bag at this point in time. So you're carrying three tzitzis, you'd be chayv. I think we mentioned there's certain things that Halacha says if they become insignificant, even though they're not functional, but we don't care about it. It's not considered caring. But over here, they're significant because they're going to you want them to be able to be the tzitzis of your garment, which they're, at this point in time. they haven't fulfilled that, so that would be considered chitzol. As opposed to, let's say, the loop in the back of your jacket. So if one side of the loop tears off, so you have this little piece of material there, which is you can't use anymore. But if you're not planning to fix it, so if you're not planning to fix it, so it's considered worthless. It's bolted to the bag, and it's not a tzol. If you're planning to fix it, but right now it's not functional, then it's chasha because you want it. But on the other hand, right now it's not functional, so that's considered a tzol. So it'll be the same ideas over here.
What's that loop and what are you talking about? A loop on
the loop you have on the bed inside your jacket to hang your jacket.
Oh, that loop.
So that loop tears off inside your bag. Oh. So it's anyway, forget it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So that's not. That's you can wear it on Shabbos, even though this is an extra piece of hanging that's doing nothing. But it's insignificant. It's bulky.
Right.
But if you're planning to fix it.
Yeah.
Then it's not insignificant because you want it. On the other hand, it's not functional, so it's not bulky. So then it's a problem.
How do we look at like the extra button on the bottom of your shirt?
How do we look at the extra button on your shirt? So we're going far afield from Hilchos Tzitzis.
Yeah. No, I can ask it after Shabbos. I can ask it after
Shabbos. Mikra did right. The argument is right now it was the shirt comes with it. It's put there. It's bolted to the shirt. On the other hand, it has this idea that you want to have it available in case at some point in time you need to take it off and put it where you need it, so its whole function is to be available to take it off and put it somewhere else. So it's a way to carry an extra thing. So then that based on that argument, Lachara, it should not be bolted to the baggage. And so, you know, if I decide that a great place to store extra paper clips, I'll sew them into my garments, you know, so whenever I need them, I can just take it off and use it. That's very nice. So I'm carrying paper clips on my garments. I'm carrying buttons. I'm storing buttons on my clothing. The secret socket of the place is that they don't, you know, calls them on, you haven't taken it off. Since it comes like that, and a lot, good chance you're never going to take it off, and, you know, a lot of times the button comes off, you don't fix it necessarily, or you get a different button. Right. It's mutter to the bag. I mean, the socket that it's mutter. Some person do suggest it's better to take it off. Okay. Silkat and Aleph, Zez, Shakulam, Hemitzachas. You need all four of them. V'natzolah, feel it sits as achas, habikilo hit the baklal. So three is not three quarters, three is zero. But if it's missing one of the four, it's like you haven't done anything at all yet. So mitzvah garmi, I say the sitzes. If you've not fulfilled the mitzvah at all. So it's just a rabban b'yachi of chatos. The caramel is asim rabbanon. So the caramel is to be asim rabbanon. Who had in the kol sharp sulim? Any other psulim would create the same type of problem. That's also to wear it. For example, if the majority of its clothes, it doesn't really have four corners. You put the tzitzis not all on the corner where they're supposed to be. The malon gimel tzvos, the matzim mikasher agadol. Now we have to stop here.